Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios on the road, still out here in California. We're on part 17 of 17, the final part of this series, Smart Wholesaling versus Old School Wholesaling. And basically, in this series, I have basically covered every reason why you need to upgrade yourself, upgrade your real estate wholesaling business. And this finale is not, it's basically kind of like keeping the best for last. Okay. It's the last, but it's not the least. So I want you to pay attention to everything I'm going to share with you in this video. By the way, you want to make sure you watch part 1 through 16 because it builds on top of each other. You're going to miss out big time if you miss any one of them. Make sure you watch every single one of them. You don't have the time, create the time. It's just that important. I don't have the time either. No one has the time, okay? But the key thing is, if you see something that's that important to your business, you create the time. That's the way it works, as opposed to I don't have the time, okay? Whatever excuses you have why your business is not going to move forward, you need to basically talk it in. You need to create the time, create the resources, put your resources together, and make it happen. Because there are three types of people in this world. There are people that basically make it happen, and there are people that things happen to, and there are people that basically ask, what happened? You don't want to be what happened. You don't want to be things happening to you. You don't want to be a victim. You want to be making things happening. And the way you do that is you create the time to make this happen. So with that being said, we want to dive into today's quote. All right. It's part 17, like I said. Make sure you watch the rest of the other part. And as a matter of fact, I would suggest watching each one of those videos 3 to 5 times to get a full grasp of what's going on. All right. So this today's quote says the old schoolers set themselves up for failure by just flowing with it, while the smart wholesalers position for success by leveraging a smart system and goals, okay? Specific, measurable, achievable, results focused, and time bound, okay? These are the things that I want to cover in this video. It's very, very important that I cover these things because I'll tell you, what I'm going to help you do here is I want to help you create predictable results, okay? In other words, you'll be able, of course, every business or systems or computers need an input and there's an output. In between that, there's a process. So in real estate wholesaling, the input is product, which comes from people, right? The real estate, the process in between, and the output, you need buyers, okay? That's done when you have buyers. In other words, if you don't have buyers, you don't close the deal, there's no money, right? So if you watch other videos, I've taken the time to break down what real estate wholesaling is in case you're brand new here. So maybe you should watch those videos to explain it. But I'm going to assume that you've watched the rest of the video. So I'm not going to waste time on that. Okay. However, there's a question that came up today that I want to make sure I answer. And today's part of the series actually answers it in more details, and that's basically what I'm sharing with you. The question goes, how to start real estate wholesaling? Okay, how to start real estate wholesaling? The simple question to that is, you want to plug into a system. You want to plug in into a system. Okay, the answer that I used to have before I've created a system for this is just start, right? Because typically people ask those questions from they're asking those questions. They're asking that question from a standpoint of, I'm confused. I don't know where to get started. That's typically because you're not following a system. If you're following a system, there is a step one. That's the whole point of a system. And all you have to do is go to step one and do it, right? And if you're all over the place and you're buying into every guru product, everything, and you're consuming every content you can find and you're not taking action, then of course you're going to be confused. Then you're not going to take any action step. But you know, the journey of 1,000 years starts with one step, and you need to go to step one. Okay, you need to go to step one. All right, and the step one is something I'll share with you at the end of this video. But let me cover the idea of a system Okay, let me cover the idea of a system. So because of that, I want to go through this and break it down into pieces for you. If I say anything that makes any sense, the moment you hear anything that makes any sense, maybe you already did, please just click on the thumbs up. Okay, just click like, and I will appreciate that. Okay, so now let's dive into the quote again a little bit more and get this detailed in. Okay. So, the old schoolers set themselves up for failure by just flowing with it. Okay, you know the idea of we just go as it comes, we just take it one day at a time, right? I know I said one step at a time, but one day at a time is such a bad analogy when it comes to business. Okay, once you've set up a system, yeah, feel free to say that. Okay, once you have something going, yes, feel free to say that. But don't go around saying one day at a time where you're just hoping and you're using hope and luck as a strategy. It doesn't work in business, okay? Because if it was that easy, then everyone else would be doing it, okay? So I want to be candid with you, okay? One day at a time idea, when you haven't plugged into a system, it's just a bad way to go. And in other words, you're hoping for miracles to happen. And basically you're running a non-predictable business. That's not a good place to be. Okay. Real estate wholesaling is really a marketing profession. Okay. That's what it is. You get paid for finding and identifying, motivated sellers. However way you do that, right? I covered that in details in previous videos. Okay. So it says by just flowing with it, while the smart wholesalers position for success, a key word there is positioning, okay? Positioning is basically the most you can control in business, okay? Success itself, just by itself, you can't really control, okay? So for example, another secret of success is consistency, right? Perpetual marketing, funded marketing, okay? Those things are not necessarily things you can control in by themselves, but you can position in a place where it happens. Okay, so for example, I give this example all the time. You can't control people coming into your store, but you can control positioning your store where there is traffic. Does that make sense? Where there's traffic of people. You can control analysis. You can control collecting some data and using that data to make a better business intelligence, sorry, business intelligence driven decisions for your business. Okay? I'm going to dive into that a little bit more later. Okay? But right now, just understand that smart wholesalers position themselves for success. They don't set themselves up for failure by using hope and luck strategy, which is basically flowing with it. Okay, flowing with it. We just go one day at a time. Okay. Oh, yeah. I try that. It doesn't work. No, you need to figure that out. If you have access to me, you need to figure out the first step. If you figure out this first step, you set up the first step already. You need to figure out the second step. Get somebody to help you through the second step. No matter what it takes, you need to go all in and set up all the steps you need to do once you have access to the steps. Okay, so position for success by leveraging a smart system. The key word here is leverage. Okay, leverage, leverage. My throat is getting a little dry. I don't have let me just grab some water, guys, real quick. All right, so yeah, the key word is leverage. That's number one. The key word is leverage, and you need to understand that leverage is the name of the game. Okay. It's about speed, okay? But it's also a balance between speed and patience and your resources, okay? Because if you go too fast, you can crash, okay? So think about it. When a plane is about to take off, there's a certain level of speed that it needs to take off. But just imagine if the plane gets to that speed almost instantly, that plane will probably crash. So there's a gradual increase of speed. In physics, it's called acceleration, okay? So there's a velocity, and that velocity increasing is called acceleration, and it's going to gradually go to a point where it's okay to take off now, right? It's okay to take, it's safe and okay to take off now. That's basically the way an airplane works. Imagine a plane taken off like abruptly, like too quick, like a rocket, right? Like a space rocket. It's going to crash because it's not built like a space rocket. A space rocket is built that way. Even a space rocket, the way it takes off is that there's a lot of momentum that's built up under it, right? Your real estate wholesaling business is just like that. Okay. That is one way or the other, some kind of momentum has to be built up. Because if it's not built up properly, it will burn and crash. But even think about it. All the space rockets that I've taken off in the past, not all of them are successful. But airplanes have passengers in them. They're designed to be successful. They have to have a very high rate of success rate. It's predictable that if you take off in New Jersey and you're going to Texas, it's extremely predictable that you will land safely in Texas. Because if that's not the case, you won't be in business as an airline, right? So think about it. There's a lot of real estate wholesaling businesses taking off, right? With no guarantees, with no predictability levels that they will land safely. As a matter of fact, many of them never take off. 99% of real estate wholesaling businesses never take off. 99% of real estate wholesalers don't make a dime. See, our realtors, average realtor makes $8,000 a year. Think about that. Let that sink in. You know why? Because the real estate agency business is a marketing business. And many of them, they shy away from this concept I just said just now, the fact that it's primarily a marketing people's business, and they shy away from that. They don't master marketing, and yet here you have it. They make $8,000 a year. I know many of them that make nothing a year. Okay, so just think about it. Real estate wholesaling is not the same thing as real estate agency, but they have that one thing in common. It's about marketing. It's learning how to find and identifying instant equity deals. Okay. Does that make sense? So that's very important for you to understand. Let's see here. All right. My phone is buzzing off. Sorry about that. All right. So smart system. What is a smart system and what are smart goals? Okay. Basically, I don't even know the history of it, but I use it as a model all the time. And it's called a SMART goal. And it's an acronym for specific, measurable, achievable, results focused, and time bound. Okay. Specific means you need to be specific about your intentions. Okay. You need to write them down if you need to. Okay. I am not the one to tell you to do vision boards and things like that. But if you need to, you need to do that. Because this game is just, depends on individuals. Some people need to write things down. They need to create vision boards to be a lot more specific and intentional about what they're trying to do. Why do you want to be a real estate wholesaler? All right. For me, the specificity is that I got to create revenue. This is about building a business for me. Okay. I'm not here to run a church. I'm not here to run some kind of kumbaya stuff. We got to be creating results as fast as possible. We got to be bringing in revenue as fast as possible. Sorry about that. My throat is extremely dry, so simply some water. All right? So specific means specific. You have to know about why you're trying to build a real estate wholesaler. All up, I already know that I'm trying to make money. No, you don't. If you did, you'll be able to tell me what you want to make per month. Okay? You'll be able to tell me exactly my goal. How much do I want to make every 3 months? Not only that, I'll be more specific about the short-term and the long-term goal. Okay? When I started my business back in 2000, I was kind of very, very clear on the short-term goal. I just wanted to make money. And I was doing extremely well, but my long-term goal was not laid. It wasn't laid on a very strong foundation, okay? And that's why it was easy for that business to get wiped out with the recession in 2008. So I'm telling you right now that you need to have both short and long-term, okay? The next acronym in the SMART goal, SMART system thing is measurable, okay? You need to be able to measure this, okay? If you're using luck and hope, you can't measure. And if your activities involve too many data before you can see some action, okay, before you can measure some action, it's basically you are setting yourself up for failure because you're human, all right? And success loves speed, and hope deferred makes the heart weak, okay? So not only do you need speed, but you need patience. So you need a sweet spot in between patience and speed. And I keep saying that because if you go too fast, you'll crash and burn. Chances are you're plugged into the wrong systems if you're going too fast. But if you're too slow, there's not going to be enough momentum to keep you in the game. Your heart is going to go weak. Does that make sense? So it's very, very important that you understand that you pay attention to measurability of your business. You need to be tracking this stuff. Okay? You need to say, how much input did I put into my business today? All the gurus are doing it. Everybody that's creating any type of results are doing it. And when it comes to measurable, you can't depend on you writing stuff down. You can't. You have to use automation at some point. Okay? You need to use automation. And that takes me to the next acronym, which is achievable. A, SMART, SMA, achievable, okay? Honestly, I could decide to use automation right there, but let me keep it to the legacy of SMART goals and system. But you need to understand that you need to be automating a lot of stuff, okay? So, for example, you watching this video is an automated process. I'm already off to other things, possibly sleeping, okay? Automation needs to be a part of the game for you, but it needs to be achievable. What do I mean by achievable? Achievable, the closest thing to achievable for me is the fact that it's proven. Okay? That's the most accurate form of achievable. That means it was done before, it can be done again. Okay? So if you're setting also goals that you don't feel like is reachable to you, then it could be a mindset issue. You may need to develop your own mindset and believe in yourself. You don't need to believe in me. You're watching me on a video that you're watching me later. Okay? You're watching me long after I shot this video. So you can believe in me that I know how to do this already, right? But the main issue when it comes to belief system is people believing in themselves. All right? Believing that a system works. I already use the same system as what you're watching right now. But in terms of believing that real estate wholesaling works, there's a ton of testimonials everywhere. It does work. Okay. The real deal is believing in yourself. So when you say something is achievable, when you're thinking about, is it achievable to you? That's kind of connected to your belief system. And if your belief system is shot, you will have trouble. You will have trouble taking action. Okay. The reason why you go a whole week and you haven't taken any action in your business because you don't believe in the business. You believe at your in your job, in your 9-to-5 job more than the business. Right? You don't believe in yourself, not the business. See, I'm mixing it up. And that's the mistake that we all make. We all end up mixing these things up. Okay? Do you believe in real estate wholesaling? Of course you do. You've seen examples all over the place. You've seen testimonials. You heard my story, closing over 40 deals personally and a ton of deals in joint ventures, right? And you've seen all the testimonials everywhere. You believe this work. Okay? The real belief system issues that you may have, that I think most people have, is a belief in their own selves, believe in yourself. Okay? And if you don't believe in yourself, you will not take action. You won't take action. Okay? And it could be very subconscious, by the way. You just will notice that a week just went by, I didn't take any action. What did I do this week? A week just went by, I didn't take any action. What did I do the last one day of my business? Oh, yeah, I didn't have any bandit signs. Oh, yeah, I didn't have money to. Again, all of that goes back to you don't believe in yourself. Okay? So, achievability, you need to. This needs to become achievable in your mind. That's a mindset issue, okay? The R, okay? Results based, results oriented, okay? So SMART, SMART. T, let me show you. Let me show you. Let me make sure I'm sharing my screen so you can read it, okay? The R right there, R, results focused, okay? Result focused. So result focused, I said result based, result oriented basically means the same thing. All right. If you are one of these, one of the most people get into the game. Yes, initially they sold them the possible results, but people get lost in the middle of the processes. They get lost in what type of contracts. They get lost in the details in between, right? And when they get lost in the middle of that, if you lose focus on the end goal, which is closing deals, you will not be able to focus on steps, okay? Step-by-step process, okay? Every system has a step-by-step process. Most people in real estate wholesaling needs to go to step one. How do I know? Because they're not getting results. And on top of not getting results, they're confused. When you're confused, as a sign and evidence that you need to learn something new, you need to go to step one. Okay? Because if you were following a step-by-step process from the beginning, you would know exactly what step where you got lost. And in that case, if you know that step, you go back to that step. But typically when I speak to people, because I mentor all the time and I coach, it's because they're not at step one. They didn't start from step one. They try to jump in the middle, okay? There's about four steps in this whole game, okay? About three, four steps. So it's not that hard to go to step one when you feel like you're lost, okay? So again, we're talking about results-based, result-focused, result-oriented. Results. What is the result for you in this game? I'm not talking about the combined result. I want to change my life, okay? I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about I want to leave the lifestyle. Of course you want to leave the lifestyle. But I'm talking about measurable results. How much money do you want to make? Okay, let's not shy away from that. Okay, there's nothing wrong with making money. Okay, how much money would you like to make every month? Right? Would you like to make $10,000, $20,000, $30,000? How much money would double? You need double of whatever you make from your job or whatever you feel that will maintain your lifestyle. You need double of that. Okay, because you need to, as a matter of fact, 10x everything in your mind. You need to multiply that by 10. But you need to write that down, okay? And you need to keep it in focus, because if you don't do that, for me, it's very easy to keep it in focus. It's just, I was born an entrepreneur. This is all my life. I've never really done anything outside of creating for myself, okay? Yes, I have worked with FedEx for 7 years, but that was true of my college years. That's what I did in my college years. After that, I've never done anything. I'm a non-conformist when it comes to that, okay? But not like most people are not built that way. So you need to write things down. You need to write the focus results that you want down. You need to put it in front of the place where you work, where you know you pass by every day to remind you. You need to set up an alarm on your phone, set up the alarm, set up scheduling. I use it, even me, I use it to keep me guided, right? You need to do that. I'm using it. What is this? 12 years after I went full time as an entrepreneur. You need to do the same thing. You need to be writing things down. But when it comes to result, end result that you want, at least in the phase that you're in, needs to be in a place where you can see it, so you can be reminded every day that it's time to take action. All right. So, the last but not the least, for the smart goal, smart system is the T, the time bound. The idea that I'm just flowing with it, okay? Just going a day at a time, it's not time bound, okay? This is business, okay? You need to pretend like you have 300 passengers on this vehicle, and you do. You have your family, you have people that can count on you if you're doing well financially, right? Not to maintain their lifestyle, but in case they get stuck or something like that. And besides that, it doesn't have to be charity. There are people you can help with your resources when you build a big empire. So you need to think like you have 300 passengers behind you. You need to act like that. And you should have 300 passengers behind you if you're using a system like the one I built, right? You should have people that depend on you for their livelihood. So if you have 300 passengers, would you just say, I'm going a day at a time? Would you say that? No, you will need something that says time bound. If we're going to Texas from New Jersey, we need to know that we'll be there in 2, 3 hours. We can't just say any day we get there, right? That's not a smart goal. That's not a smart system. Okay? It's not. At the very minimum, you need to know when you're going to hit the next phase. Maybe not the full-blown journey of your entrepreneurship, but what is the next phase for you? Can somebody give you time? 90 days, 60 days. In 30 days, if I put this much input and momentum into my business, in 30 days, I'll be here. That's why I tell people, you got to put input, right? So I would say, you got to go all in. You got to go all in. Because if you don't go all in, then obviously I cannot predict your results because you're not helping me with predicting your results if you don't go all in. But if you go all in, I can basically tell you this is where you're going to be in 90 days. That's a smart system. That's a smart goal. It needs to be time bound. Are we making sense? So that's basically the smart goal, the smart system. You need to set that up. You need to have that going in your business. If you don't do that, if everything is just based on, oh, we just go as it comes, you're gonna have problems. So how do you start real estate wholesaling if you're brand new? You need to plug into a system. Okay. So I've built a system here, but in order for you to learn about the system, I need you to go ahead and download the book. It's absolutely for free. It's called The Empire Lifestyle Secret. This is about building an empire. Okay, it's at myempirepro.com, or you can click on the link in the description box below. Most people are chasing after deals, the next deal, their first deal, right? If you want to start real estate wholesaling business the proper way, you need to understand from the get-go that you're trying to build an empire. The people that are successful on an ongoing basis in this game, they create systems for themselves or they plug into a system. It's one of the two. Creating it is expensive. Plugging into one is cheap. Why? Because it's called leverage. Okay. I've plugged into a ton of systems, okay, over time at different levels. Right? So I'm gonna tell you right now, you need to plug into a system. Okay. So myempirepro.com is where you want to go. Or click on the link below in the description box below. Download the book Empire Lifestyle Secret. It's also going to give you access to it's going to give you access to a 7-day free course called the Smart Business Empire. I break down step by step exactly how to build any type of business. Okay, but inside the book, you will learn specifically about real estate wholesaling, and you also learn in one of the chapters how to set up your own system. Okay. If I've said anything in this video that made any sense to you, give it a thumbs up. I really, really appreciate that. Click share and share this video with anybody you know may love to see this. If you can't think of anyone, just click and share to your social media platforms. If you have any comment, any questions, any contributions, any questions, I would love to engage with you. Just post them in the comment box below. Okay. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next series. This was a fun series. Make sure you watch these videos, part 1 through 17. Watch them again. Watch them 3 to 5 times if you want to set up a smart real estate wholesaling business. All the mistakes that most people are making, majority of wholesalers don't make money, okay? They just don't, okay? So if you want to set yourself up properly, and then you need to make sure you soak in this 17-part series. You need to watch it. You need to come back to it every 3 months or so and watch it again, because the ideas are very timeless. They are at least 12 years tested. Okay, so I know what I'm talking about when I'm sharing this information with you. Not just that, it makes sense to you. Okay, so hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next series. Bye now.